from the day the word was spoken and the universe was formed, before God whispered the stars and the moon into existence, before he stooped and gathered the dust and breathed into it his own breath, God knew that we would need a Savior, someone who could come and do for us which was beyond our ability to do. So he decided to come himself to bring light into our darkness and to offer us his peace. Long before our ability to remember, when the earth was young and simple, God began to tell his people about how he would come and rescue them. He gave the prophets glimpses of his plan, and they wrote it down so that we would know.
The people who live in darkness will see a great light. For those who live in great darkness, there the light will shine.
Hear, O Israel, let not your heart be faint. Fear not, do not tremble. The time of the Messiah's coming is near. The prophets have written, the Lord will give you this sign. A virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a boy. She will name him Emmanuel, which means God with us. He will be great. He will be called the Son of the Highest. He will be given the throne of his son David.
God did not come to this earth in the grandeur befitting him, but in the most humble of ways, as the baby of poor newlyweds. In the irony of God's wisdom, Jesus was not even born at home, according to the prophecy that had been given. The Son of the Most Holy God would be born in the little town of Bethlehem. This tiny village was overcrowded with busy families, hungry travelers, and busy merchants. But yet there was no room for its most important visitor, the coming Messiah.
But you, O Bethlehem, though you are little among the thousands in Israel, for unto you shall come forth to me one to be ruler on Israel, whose goings forth are from old, from everlasting.
Birth, there was no announcement or grandeur or ceremony, but the word came to tired shepherds in a nearby field, keeping watch over their sheep.